This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're now heading to the Makarat with Keith Kam. Bank Negara released its annual results today for 2018. What were some of the key points?
So, it started out by talking about 2018 starting out positively, and then, as everyone knows, trade conflicts started coming in with the US and China, and then there was Brexit that came in. So all these uncertainties sort of put a damper on growth generally. So Bank Negara has a GDP outlook for Malaysia at between 4.3% to 4.8% for this year, for 2019. The IMF projects 4.7%, World Bank 4.6%, so it's thereabout in that range. As for the ringgit, our reporter who was at Bank Negara for the presentation earlier, she did ask about the governor thought about the level of the ringgit right now and its volatility. They're quite happy with it. And this is Lee Xinying, who is at Bank Negara.
Bank Negara, in their 2018 annual report briefing today, announced Malaysia's GDP growth at 4.7%, mainly supported by private sector spending. 2019's GDP growth is predicted to remain at around the same level, between 4.3% to 4.8%. Headline inflation for 2018 was at 1% and expected to be a little subdued, between 0.7% to 1.7% this year. Bank Negara also pointed out that the recent negative headline inflation was due to lower fuel prices. As for a general 2019 outlook, Bank Negara Governor Datuk Noor Shamsiah Mohamed Yunus says financial stability will be stable overall, with manageable risks. Although private consumption is expected to normalise and higher downside risks to growth arising from external uncertainties will be present in 2019. Bank Negara also says they are comfortable with current ringgit levels, as it is along the same lines with regional levels with low volatility.
And what other new measures then were announced by the central bank today?
So Governor Datuk Noor Shamsiah Yunus talked about enhancements in the financial system because she wanted to address threats that are being posed by money laundering and terrorism financing, something that's very real these days, and everyone knows the effects that it can have. And these include introducing a cash transaction limit and accelerating the migration towards e-payments. I think this is more of a measure to encourage people to use online transactions as opposed to paying everything by cash, mm-hmm. because that way you at least end up having a sort of money trail to follow where the money has come from or where it's going. Another point to note is that Bank Negara plans to hold a public consultation soon in regards to this cash transaction limit. So I think it's something that we can expect to see coming up this year.
Cool.
And for stocks today, we are looking at Astro Malaysia, which had their results out yesterday.
Yeah, so then again, the whole market was a bit soft anyway. Down, Astro Malaysia's stock closed 2.6% low at RM1.49. And yes, Kelvin, I mean, their net profit was down 40% and revenue was down 1%. So all in all, quite a soft performance for Astro Malaysia last year.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.